Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, come to us with them and we make them worse. What's happening today?
We try to help. Today we have Brenda. She has a problem with her upcoming wedding, specifically her bridesmaids.
Classic.
Oh, no.
What? Classic. Okay, Brenda?
Yay.
Yay.
You shouldn't have a problem with your bridesmaids, so it's probably you just throwing it out there.
Oh my gosh, we can't jump to that.
I don't know, because it's just like, you like them enough to ask them, and then all of a sudden, ooh, you're not jumping through enough hoops for me.
People get crazy around
weddings.
Yeah,
you know who those people are?
No.
Brides.
No.
You're right. I've heard of bridesmaidzillas. That's what happens. That's not a real thing, Erica.
We're going to get texts and calls going,
bridesmaidzilla is not a real thing. Yes, bridezilla is a real thing. Look at you. We're supposed to be helping somebody else, and all you can do is start...
I'm trying to defend her!
Okay. Anyway, would you like to start over, Brenda? Brenda, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah. What's the problem?
Okay, so obviously I'm getting married soon.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I was so excited for my wedding until I asked one of my childhood best friends to be one of my bridesmaids.
Okay.
The thing is, okay, so she's in the military, which is amazing. But she's insisting on wearing her dress blues, like, at the wedding ceremony.
Okay.
And I just feel like, you know, it could make a lot of other guests uncomfortable. It could be like a big distraction also that I like don't really want on my day. Like,
does she have a lot of medals or like the little patches clinking down the aisle?
I mean, I'm not really sure. She's like, you know, it's her full uniform and I just, well, not
it's
only
not her
just,
full, she's
I
not
mean,
gonna be wearing like Kevlar. It's the dress blues. It's different.
Yeah, no, and they're beautiful usually.
It's obviously different from my other bridesmaids, and like, there's a few reasons. Obviously, just like the look of it, you know, I've planned that out really thoroughly. But also, I just like don't want people thinking about politics. I'm super proud of her. I think it's amazing. I just don't know that everyone will see it that way. And also, like in the photos, she's going to stick out like a sore thumb. Like, you know, normally.
Would you be okay if she was just a guest and not a bridesmaid?
If she was just a guest and she wanted to wear that, that's totally
but you've
fine.
Already...
I'm not trying to like choose what the guests wear, but she's going to be one of the people standing up there in front of everybody.
Right, like you've already asked her. She wants to be a bridesmaid, but she wants to wear her dress.
Yeah, I mean, even if she wanted to change after the ceremony or like after at least like, you know, the reception started or something, I don't know, like I'd probably be okay with that. it's just like the ceremony is only an hour. I'm just like, don't know why she can't just wear the same dress as everyone else.
I'm dying.
I don't know if, like,
why.
I have so many questions. I don't want to get into the politics of it. I don't.
Of course.
But like, I don't understand. Like, military is military. I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, they do something that, sorry, nobody in this room does.
No.
No.
That's for sure. Yeah.
So, no apologies necessary.
Like, take your politics. Like, that woman is doing something mm-hmm. that we don't do. So, like, okay. I'm really torn because if this is her identity.
Right.
It's like, I want you to stand up there, but I want you to be somebody else. But at the same time, no. Well, she's proud of that.
To look uniform and look like
she will be the most uniform.
Does she have to wear, like? Is there a rule that, like, when you go to some, like,
is there?
No,
they're called dress blues.
Dress blues. Yeah. There is a rule.
You
yes, there
family
is.
In the.
Well, yeah, he has to wear them to, like, actual military stuff, but, like,
just a regular gala event, you don't have to. Or are you allowed?
That, like, I don't know.
Are
I
you
think
allowed
he does.
To? Are you being disrespectful
no,
to the military if you
wear? No, I think he does have
wear.
To wear blues to those, but I don't know.
No, you do not have to wear dress blues to formal non-military events.
Mm-hmm. But you can.
Yeah.
However, you may choose that as your formal wear. So.
All right, let me just jump in real quick. 303-222-5423. Call or text. Leave your politics aside. Which way is... My friend is proud of what she's proud. And like, you've asked her, it's like my ex-wife, first one had a tattoo. She was like mm-hmm. a professional bridesmaid. She had a tattoo on her foot. And half the people who asked her is like,
her foot? People cared about a tattoo on her foot?
Giant sun, like right on the top of her foot. So in like open top, whatever, you could see it. And like half her friends are like, come in. And half are like, you need to cover that up. And it's like, you asked me to be in your wedding. This is me.
One of my bridesmaids have all kinds of...
Yeah, but also you make lots of changes when you're in a wedding. Like, I don't usually wear a tie. I don't usually comb my hair. I don't always shower. Like, you do lots of things to be prepared to stand up there
your
in a wedding.
Your list was crazy.
We girls, like, get our hair and makeup professionally done. And we,
yeah.
It's just kind of something you do.
I don't get to go, I wear Jordans, man. That's what I do. So if you want me in your wedding, I'm wearing Jordans down the aisle. Like... You'd go, no, I wear dress shoes.
Only thought here, have you potentially been killed over your Jordans?
Right.
That's why I'm not trying to make that comparison. I'm just saying, like, you do make changes to be in a wedding, whether it's a tattoo or what you wear.
This is where I'm really torn because, again, Brenda, I don't think you're this person. I think you do respect what mm-hmm. your friend does. I think you respect her contribution or whatever. But you also have to respect her identity. But then if her identity is like, what? I play guitar, so like... I'm going to bring my guitar up there and who knows if I feel inspired, I'm going to play. You're like,
great. That's like us like carrying mics around right. at all it's times. Like,
you're absolutely not going to do that.
Right.
But
yeah,
but I feel like this is one thing where we may not be able to speak on this. Like,
may mm-hmm. I speak as a upcoming bride?
I thought you already were.
Well, it's just so tough because it's like there's 365 days in a year. You get one day. You get one day to ask other people to do things for you. And someone like me, I've been in a million weddings, been to a million weddings. You always just go, whatever you need. So it's like, is this the hill for her to, I don't want to say the word die on, for her to stand her ground on?
Well, and I have experience of this from the exact opposite. My buddy, one of my best friends from childhood, it was in the Air Force and got married at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs.
Oh, God.
And everyone in the, all the groomsmen were Air Force, members of the Air Force
except
in their dress blues.
You?
Except for me.
What did you wear?
I wore a navy blue suit and
yeah.
I stood out like a sore thumb. And I felt embarrassed to be standing. It's like, I don't deserve to be standing up here with these heroes, like these great men, and yeah. I'm just here like I knew him in kindergarten. I stood out, and it was, I don't think he meant it that any way, or I think it was very sweet that he wanted me to be a part of his day still. And I think maybe people saw it as like, oh, that must be a childhood friend, or they looked at it as like, that's the
look at that loser, he didn't even sign up.
You're right, look at that loser. Exactly.
But in that case, do you feel like she should let her friend wear the dress blues?
I don't know.
Well, in TX's case, it'd be stolen valor. He can't put a uniform.
Right.
No, of course.
I felt out of place. And I felt like people are looking more at me. And maybe it's just my own insecurity, but I'm like, I don't want people to be looking at me. They should be looking at the groom first and then the other guys who are actually in the military.
Sure.
Not me.
Brenda, let me ask you this before, because we got to get some calls in here. Is that part of it? Are you worried that people are going to look at her and not you? Because you want it to be about you.
I mean, it's not the only thing. It's also just like pictures, right? She is going to stand out.
And it is your day.
Yeah, it's just an hour. So I just don't really think it's a lot.
Most people.
And now I'm like regretting that I did. If I had known that, I probably it was going to be a thing. I probably just wouldn't have asked her. But I already have. So I don't know, like.
So you,
I don't want to like, kick her out, but
well,
I just,
while we get I calls, know. I want to take away the compromise. You've already sort of got it in your head. If she would wear the dress, she could change for the reception, right? She could be in her dress blues for the reception. You've already said that.
Yeah, like once we're done with photos.
Okay, so that's not the compromise. You right. just don't want her showing who she is while she's standing next to you.
Can't put it like
yes,
that.
Yes, I can. That's what I just, watch this. You want me to do it again? Hang on, Brenda. But that is what it is. But it's the question is it her friend's moment to show your individuality? Or do we do what Erica says, which I am on board with?
Yeah.
It's the bride's day. All hail the bride. Like,
and
do what
the
she
grooms.
That's okay. So, okay. Even you don't believe that. Don't say stupid stuff like that.
I believe that my you fiance don't... gets some choices and things.
Ridiculous.
This show has always been about honesty until that exact moment.
No,
you can open your mouth.
No, it's
not. Stop it. So, is this...
Your fiance doesn't know what time the wedding is.
He's got really little information at this point.
All right. So, her friend wants to wear dress blues while standing for her at the wedding ceremony. Does she have a right to say no? 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 1059.
We're trying to help out Brenda here. She was on the phone. She's getting married soon. And she's asked a woman to be her bridesmaid. And the woman has said, yes, childhood friend.
Yeah.
But she's like, I'm not going to wear the bridesmaid dress. As a proud member of the military, I will be wearing my dress blues.
Brenda's not super excited about that, and
that's putting it lightly.
I would say she's blue.
I think that Brenda really wants to be respectful of the situation, but she's also like, does respect come back to my day?
Yeah, I don't know the right, like,
no,
I said before, I understand that we all have to all bow to the bride that day, but at the same time, you're asking your friends to stand for you. And your friends are a hodgepodge of individual people that we all go, well, stop being individuals for this moment. Everybody wear the exact same thing and conform to my will.
It's also interesting because that's becoming less and less.
I know, but yeah. You're still like, everybody's got to wear cornflower, like pastel or like whatever. And she's like,
can't you also say that that's what's cool about weddings is that like all these people from all these different came together and we're all matching because we're here for, you know, like we're wearing the same.
Sure, up to a point, but I'm just saying like view. With my ex-wife, it's like, you're one of my best friends, but cover that tattoo up. And it's like, what?
You want me to hide a part of me?
What?
Right.
And listen, none of us have anything that's our identity like being in the military.
For sure not.
We just don't. Yeah. It's like, I play guitar like a riot, but it's like, not the same thing as putting my life on the line for the country, right?
You don't need to like carry these around everywhere, our microphones.
So we're looking for your help. I think we have an actual member of the military here. Scott?
Yeah.
What do you think?
The military member should wear the bridesmaid dress. It's not her day. It's the bride's day. And I'm one of the few that can say this because I've been a fighter pilot for 25 years.
Wow.
It's not about the military member. It's about the bride.
Wow.
But what if she wants it? You're 20 some years in and you do reach a point where you're like, I've gotten my accolades maybe and you don't, but like she's so proud of being in the military. Do you think you might have wanted to wear your dress blues somewhere they weren't appropriate?
Absolutely not. It's not about me. It's about the bride. It's the bride's day. Come on.
Well, Scott, this is maybe a weird question. It's similar, but have you ever worn your dress blues and regretted it? Like, been like, oh, I shouldn't have done
that. Should have dressed like a civilian.
No, not really. Just because I've only worn them where it's appropriate to wear them. Like, the Academy wedding story that, you know, I've been there, been a part of that. But yeah, I don't understand why the military members push into wear something that not all the other brides wear.
I don't know. It's just. If you're proud of something.
A text similar to this. Former military here. Unless the bride or groom are wearing the uniform, she should not wear it.
Wow. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your service.
I don't know.
It seemed like he was on a sortie or something. He was probably. Juliet?
Yai.
What do you think?
I have very strong feelings about this. As a recent bride, a recent bridesmaid, and having attended, I've been to so many weddings. I'm a professional wedding guest at this point.
Oh my gosh, you and I are the same.
It's that phase of life. If you are not ready to take on the responsibility financially, time, whatever, of being a bridesmaid, then you should just say no and make everybody's life easier. It's absurd to not go with a bride's request. It's your one job. You agreed to be a bridesmaid. You're along for the
ridiculous
bachelor.
It's not slavery.
You don't have to do it. It's for one day, and she asked you to be a part of it, and if you can't do it, then you should just say no. I have a bridesmaid that was difficult, that didn't pay people back for months, all these kinds of things, and we don't talk anymore. Oh. I would have rathered her just say, I'm not in the position to do this, or, you know what, it means a lot for me to wear my blues, then great, don't be a bridesmaid. But also, I'm paying upwards of $5,000 for photos, and I kind of would like one day of my life to be about me and not about why is one of your bridesmaids not matching.
I get it, Julia. I do.
The statement about how much we're paying for photos is so true. And
and your friend who's in the military will be in those photos, and you'll go, that's badass. That's my friend.
Know that you think I'm a bridezilla. I'm actually a pretty chill bride.
I don't think you are.
Oh, thank you. I understand her point. She's like, I'm paying all this money. I'm asking for one day. We also have texts.
Thank you, Juliet. I want to say this.
Okay.
I don't think you're a bridezilla.
Okay.
Because I think you're right in that, like, I think the line has gotten moved. I think the way you're being 10, 15 years ago, you are outrageous. You're a bridezilla. But now everyone goes, no, that's just normal. I just want one day. And like, and now it's like now a real bridezilla is like forcing them to rub her feet the day of or like whatever. But like, it is your day, but it's also everybody's paying to be there as well. Like,
that's true.
And they're supporting you and they love you. And like, throw them a bone for throwing you a bone. Do you know what I mean? Like, let her be.
She can wear her blues then, but then she's not going to stand up next to me. I did see one text that said you can't drink in uniform.
Oh.
So that's my decision right there. Like, are you kidding me? That sounds terrible.
You're just like, I'm not intending a wedding that way.
Never mind.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.